This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
It's news time now. Let's find out what's happening out in the world. Shelly's here with that.
Yeah, and coming up, the test site problems. I'll tell you about that. And why are people mad at Google? News brought to you by Pitbull, Tobacco, and More, the best selection and service in the 757 for locals by locals. So you guys, it looks like we're going to get some significant snow on Friday. 4 to 8 inches is the range that they were saying this morning on 13 News Now. It's all going to start
storm mode.
Yeah, really? I know, I've already switched. We're not even yet, but I have switched into storm mode. Yeah. Right. We're going to see rain, maybe a mix of snow tomorrow, and then we could see a bit of that sticking around, maybe an inch, an inch and a half or so. That'll affect the traffic over the next couple of days. Rain tomorrow morning, then the possibility for snow tomorrow evening and into Friday morning. So, you know, just a heads up that traffic might not be the prettiest over the next few days.
Yeah, no kidding. So leave early is what you're saying.
Friday day, though, and into Saturday morning, a second storm, or like the second part of the storm, is going to hit us. And that's when we'll see the bulk of the snow sticking around. Now, 4 to 8 inches is the range we're talking about. That's the inches. 5 to 6 is what the zone amounts are showing, whatever that means. And then some of the models were showing even more than that. As News 3 said, their forecast models painted in upwards of 6 to 12 inches of snow between Thursday and Saturday. Now, while we're talking snow, there is a report out about a third grader named Carter who's gone viral after he did a TV interview. He was shoveling snow. There was this massive storm that blanketed Ontario. The TV reporter speaks first here.
You didn't have a machine to help you move the snow. You probably found it a bit
tiring.
A snow day turned into a work day for Carter Trizzolo.
I really wish I was in school right now.
Trizzolo was clearing snow around not just his house, but also doing it
for my neighbors, friends, probably people I even don't know. Tired.
Yeah, it's very
relatable.
He's nine.
Get out there.
Yeah, found himself outside in the cold, which the report says will resonate with anyone who's ever been stuck doing this unpleasant task. He did speak to the TV station the next day where he said,
"We thought that it was going to be a school day, but snow day. There was a lot of snow. Let's just say that. Well, it was making my back hurt, first of all. I'm tired. I am always tired."
That's hysterical.
Same kid, same. Yeah. Now, speaking of the kids, 13 parents of Chesapeake Public School students are suing our governor, our new governor, Governor Glenn Youngkin, over his executive order number 2. That's the face masks optional executive order.
Okay.
This is face masks optional in K-12 schools in Virginia. According to 10 on Your Side, the parents are asking for Virginia's Supreme Court to block the order before Monday, which is the day it goes into effect, in order to avoid their children from suffering, quote, irreparable harm and damage. That is their quote. Now, they're backing it up with previous legislation that mentions the consideration of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidance. The existing law signed by former Governor Ralph Northam last year mandated that schools provide in-person classes 5 days a week. The language also states school boards have the responsibility of adhering to the maximum extent of practicable mitigation strategies provided by the CDC.
Okay.
Which right now includes universal masking.
Right. Any way to mitigate the threat caused by the virus.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the lawsuit names the governor, the Virginia Acting State Health Commissioner, the Virginia Acting Superintendent of Public Instruction, the Chesapeake School Board, the Chesapeake City Public School Superintendent as well. Ten on Your Side did talk to one of the parents in the suit who has 2 kids in the Chesapeake Public School System, who said that he knew the mask mandate would be going away from the state level, but doesn't think the governor would try to tell school boards what to do. Quote, governors don't have the authority to override an existing law with an executive order. Chesapeake School Board's next regularly scheduled meeting is coming up on Monday. They announced that they would hold a special session on Thursday, which all of my neighborhood pages are all over, ready to hold watch parties.
Oh, really?
Eating popcorn at a bar or something because of the way this has been going.
Will they be wearing masks or are they going unmasked, your neighbors?
I'm guessing unmasked.
To the popcorn at the bar night to watch the school board meeting.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, meanwhile, in COVID, soft opening. The site launched yesterday, a day ahead of schedule. I guess to kind of test it out, smooth out the kinks in it, Americans can now order free at-home COVID-19 tests from the United States Postal Service. You go through the website, covidtests.gov. The site opened a day early yesterday. Households could each request one set of 4 rapid antigen tests. USPS will start shipping out the kits later this month. They say usually it'll take 7 to 12 days for you to get it from when you order. According to the Cleveland Clinic Dr. Daniel Rhodes, he says a positive test is usually correct.
If an antigen test is positive, believe it. If an antigen test is negative, but you have symptoms of COVID, then essentially you shouldn't be confident and you should get retested with a PCR test. Unfortunately, it's not black and white. You know, we like to have a yes or a no answer and for it to be 100% certain, but testing is a very useful tool, but it's not perfect.
Now, as many people reported yesterday, as you went to claim your free kit, It took about 15 seconds to do. Some people had problems, though. Here's what happened. If you lived in a multi-unit housing, like an apartment complex or a multi-family household, and someone in your complex already ordered their tests, the site would think that our address was already in, and they wouldn't let you order any.
Right.
You would get an error message that reads, at-home COVID-19 tests have already been ordered for this address. Even if they're in, like, an apartment building. I mean, you know, there's many different units there.
Yeah, a bunch of units, right.
A White House spokesperson told The Verge that the problem affects a really small percentage of American households. And what you can do is check with everyone in your household to make sure they didn't already claim their kit. If you believe there's an issue with USPS recognizing your residential address, you can file a service request. Or their third suggestion, just go to a testing site instead. Don't worry about these free tests.
Screw this test thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
They also said you could buy your tests and then get reimbursed by your insurance. Another error message that some people got was we couldn't validate your address.
That's kind of odd.
Well, the problem is that you could be entering your address slightly different than how the USPS recognizes it, which I used to have this with a house I had a couple of years back. The way that they wrote out court was I can't remember if you had to spell out court or just if you you had to put just CT.
CT.
Yeah.
Because I live on a court, and if you use the whole word, it auto-corrects it. The websites correct it back to CT.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's real weird.
Whichever way, it was the opposite of what I always put in. So,
right.
Like, I remember I ordered a bunch of stuff from Victoria's Secret. And
You didn't wear it here. What the hell, man?
Not that you know of. And it couldn't recognize it. They sent it for shipping, but they couldn't find my address, so it kept going back to Victoria's Secret, like the warehouse or whatever. And then they would try to ship it out again, and it just kept going back because either court, all it was court, CT or court. You know,
they can't figure it out somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you have that same thing with Victoria's Secret or with your test.
With your test, you know, they're so similar.
They say
you sniff them both. I mean, excuse me.
Essentially do the same thing. Go make sure nobody already claimed it. Just check to see if there's a service request you could do or find a testing site.
Did you order them up?
I did.
So you got yours?
Yeah. Good. And you know what? Before
it was pretty easy.
Before I even saw that covidtests.gov was live.
Yeah.
I saw through the USPS, a news report had the link through the actual USPS website.
Okay.
So I went there and did it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it went through them. It was the same thing, I'm guessing, because it was through USPS, which is what covidtests.gov is going through.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. Well,
or you just gave your address to a bunch of Russian hackers. One of the two.
It could be either way. It was the USPS website.
Well, then
so
I would say that's legit.
It's got to be it. Yeah. Well, if you're still having problems, there is a tip that people are sharing on Twitter, and that is, if you're in an apartment, try putting the apartment number in the first line of your address and not separating it out by a separate field.
Oh, because sometimes there'll be a separate field. It'll be like address line 2, and that's where you put unit number, whatever.
Right, and if you put it in the first part, then it's not the same address as the whole building, I guess.
And it looks different.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
But if you're not having any of those problems, you should be good to go. So far, those are the only problems people have been reporting. We haven't seen the site crash yet today, which was what a lot of people were expecting.
Yeah.
So, and that's all nice, I guess, because it does look like there's going to be another version of this in a way, as the White House announced that they have a stockpile of those N95 masks, and they are ready to distribute 400 million of them.
No, I thought they were doing this differently, though.
They are doing this differently. Right. The way they're looking at doing this is working with pharmacies and community health centers to distribute the non-surgical masks, which will come from the strategic national stockpile. The administration will begin shipments this week. They hope to have the program fully operational by early February, according to the White House. And this does come as Johns Hopkins reported that 1 in 5 Americans have been infected with COVID. There have been 66 million cases detected. That's about 20% of the population. They do add that 1 million children tested positive last week, which is the highest it's been during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, as you're making your decisions about masking up and in-person learning and everything else, please note these things as you go forward. Some of the most careful people that I know are people with their children. So where your children's health is concerned and not wanting to be the person that brings this home.
Oh,
or whatever,
yeah. You know. Oh, for sure.
But we're living, you know, hey, it's
oh
out
my
there.
Gosh. The
it's
things
out there,
that so I did before I had kids would not be on the list of things that I do after having kids.
Yeah. So how are they going to give away these masks, though? I mean, I still don't know. They're sending them to pharmacies, and I got to go there to get a free mask. Like, that's going to really happen?
No, they didn't. I didn't see it laid out any better than this, so
yeah,
I kind of had that same question. That's why I was vague, but it reminded me of, like, maybe the Military Circle Mall testing site, because it does sound like you'd be going to a place, lining up, and picking up your mask. So
it sounds to me like one of those things that fortunately, I've got a bunch of these.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to have to go stand in a line at Walgreens to get that.
Sure.
I'm glad that it's available for people that absolutely need that to happen.
Yeah. Well, I could use an N95. So I mean,
you don't have any?
No, I don't have an N95. I've got.
You want one or two? I've got them in my car.
My dog with my filter, which is what I have up over my face right now. The dog with the filter.
I bought them all up last year.
Smart.
Oh, well, you know what? My wife's a realtor. She's driving people around and stuff. You got to have gear. She bought a bunch of this stuff, a bunch of it. And, you know, some of it you're never going to need again. I got boxes of gloves like you can't believe, and foot coverings, shoe coverings.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you had to have shoe coverings to go in houses.
Oh, yeah.
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 Like,
that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
I have seen more N95s.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, they're for sale everywhere. You go on Amazon and get them tomorrow.
Yeah. In the wild, though, people walking around wearing them.
Oh, yeah.
Like taking winter terror dance class yesterday. N95s all over
that's
the place.
What I'm wearing.
Yeah.
To go to the grocery store, to go wherever I'm going. If I'm going in somewhere, I went, where did I go yesterday? The mail place, the pack mail place, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Hey, you pick your moments.
Yeah.
You pick your moments. Doesn't bother me. It's not a big inconvenience on my life to mask up and go in one of these places. I'll be honest with you. After my experience traveling over the holidays, there's people that just don't care.
Oh, yeah,
I was in a restaurant last night, and somebody like 5 tables over, it's like, do you need a lung transplant? The amount of coughing that's going on over there. This thing where you're riding a Jazzy and somehow you get a free pass on society is, no, it's not flying. I don't care. Just because you're on a scooter doesn't mean you can cough without even trying to put your hands over your mouth.
Oh, come on.
Just into space.
Teach
you know the world
we're
living in? God dang, man.
Yes. Yes.
A dude at the airport did the same thing, Jazzy guy. I'm starting to get a thing about Jazzy people. I don't know about this. I don't want to be that guy, but my God. Yeah, the dude at the airport, wow, lower, has got a mask wrapped around his throat. He's sneezing into the air.
Oh,
just,
oh, that's the worst.
It's like, dumbass. That,
you see people just backing
supposed
away.
To catch that.
This is a great rant. I do like this
one. No, it's the truth.
I can get behind you on this
one. It's the truth. You should have heard this guy last night.
I got my fist
raised. Mary's looking at me and she's pleading. Her eyes are just like, what the hell are we doing? I'm like, should we just get our food to go? Just get out of here.
I don't want to breathe his air. Around here today, we got mostly sunny skies. Highs are going to be in the mid-50s. A light south wind becoming southwest, 9 to 14 miles per hour this morning. Gusts as high as 22. This is everybody's pick of the week.
You know how
the weather guys say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to be like mid-50s and sunny skies.
Right.
Cloudy tonight, 29 is your low. Tomorrow, we got the rain moving in. Temperatures rising to about 50 and then falling as we go through the rest of the day. That's when those chances of snow start tomorrow. And then Friday into Saturday, definitely even more chances of snow. Right now, we're at 33 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Fantastic.